This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome back to our weekly show of Lechadodia, the Jewish Radio. My name is Rabbi Shai Tahan. We're here to learn about the parasha a little bit. This parasha, I think, has some yesodot in chinuch havanim. And Be'ezrat Hashem also, we'll go into the second part of the show, which is the questions in the halakha. Anybody that wants to call us is welcome to call us with questions in the halakha. So we're starting off with few of the stories that happens over here in the parasha. And one of them is when Yaakov gives brachot to Yosef, and he gives brachot to the children, to his children, to the Shvatim, to Shifteka. He starts off with giving something to Yosef that the Mefarshim ask, why did he do that? Why did Yosef do such a thing that was the source of the problem in the past? And let's see the psukim and understand what exactly we mean. It says over here that when Yaakov is speaking to Yosef, he says, Ve'omer Yisrael el Yosef, hinei anochi met, v'haya Elohim imachem, v'eshiv etchem el eretz avotechem. Ve'ani נתתי לך שכם אחד על אחיך אשר לקחתי מיד האמורי בחרבי ובקשתי. What does it mean? ואני נתתי לך שכם אחד על אחיך. I gave you an extra שכם. What's שכם? So Rashi says, שכם אחד על אחיך, שכם ממש. He תהיה לך חלק אחד יתרה על אחיך. He gave him שכם. Just like it says in the pasuk, ואת עצמות יוסף אשר עלו מבני ישראל ממצרים קברו בשכם, which means he got the city of Shechem, what we call Nablus. The city of Shechem, Yaakov gives to Yosef extra on his brothers. When every brother from the Shifteka got a certain amount of land, and Yosef also got a certain amount of land, but now he tells him that I'm giving you extra credit over here. Extra, I'm giving you more. I'm giving you shechem achad al achecha, extra more than the other brothers got. And the Farshim, you take a look at the Nosei Kelim over here, they all ask the question, how is it possible? Isn't that the problem that Yaakov ran to while Yosef was a little child, 17 years old, that the very jealous because of that very thing that Yaakov did? If you take a look in the beginning of Parashat Vayeshev, it says over there, V'Yisrael ahav et Yosef mikol banav kim ben zekunim hu lo ketonet pasim. Israel loved Yosef more than his other children's. Therefore, asalu ketonet pasim. He made him a special ketonet. And what happened because of that? Next pasuk, v'iru echav ki oto ahav aviv v'isneu oto v'lachlu daberu l'shalom. His brothers got very jealous because he loves him more than the rest of the brothers, and therefore they couldn't talk to him. And the result of that was that they sold Yosef. And Chazal tell us in Gemara Shabbat Amud Daf Yud Amud Bet, Le'olam Aleshane Adam Beno Ben Abanim, a person should not give one child more than the other, or do for one child more than the other, should not be Meshane, change, which means give him extra than the other brothers. Shebishvil Mishkal Shnei Sla'im Milat Shenatan Yaakov LeYosef Mishar Banav Nitkanu Bo'echav Nitgagel Adavar Ve'ardu Avotenu LeMitzrayim. Chazal tell us that the reason Am Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim was because Yaakov over here made a crucial mistake. He gave Yosef more than he gave his brothers. Bishvil Mishkal Shnei Slaim Milat Shenatan Yaakov LeYosef, because of this extra robe that he gave to Yosef, Yoter Mishar Banav Nitkanu Bo'echav, his brothers got jealous, Venitkanu. And because of that, they came down to Mitzrayim. Very, very scary thing. And the questions on that is, how is it that Yaakov now, in the end of his days, when he comes across this very same scenario, makes the same mistake? He gives him now, I'm giving you now extra. What does that mean, Yaakov? We just had a whole 2 parashiyot, 3 parashiyot with the problem that arises because of that, as Chazal themselves point out. So how is it possible that Now he repeats that mistake that he made in the very beginning. And this needs to be explained. Each one of the Nosekelim, of the Mefarshei, Hamikraot Gdolot, explains it in his own ways, and we try to understand in a new way. But first, we like to ask some more questions on what's happening in our parasha. In our parasha, we found that also Yosef brings his children to get bracha from Yaakov. Vayikach Yosef et shneem et Ephraim bimino mismol Israel ve et Menashe bismolo mimin Israel vaygash elav. He puts them each one in the correct order. And something very interesting happening over here. Vayishlach Israel et yamino. Yaakov sends his right hand, Veshet al Rosh Ephraim, Vuatzair. He puts it on Ephraim's head. But he's the young one, says the Torah. And what does he do with the left hand? Etzemolo al Rosh Menashe, Sikel et Yadav ki Menashe Abichor. He took his hands and he puts them in such a way that he gives more to the younger brother Ephraim, and to the older brother Menashe, he gives him the right hand, the left hand, which means he gives in the bracha more to Ephraim than he gives to Menashe. So Yosef right away sees that there's a mistake over here in the way it was put. Vayar Yosef ki yashit aviv yad yamino al Rosh Ephraim. Vayra be'enav. Yosef understood this is not the correct way. You give the more respect and more honor to the Bechor, to the older brother. Vayitmoch yad aviv la'asir otam me'al Rosh Ephraim al Rosh Menashe. So still, his father tells him, Vayomer Yosef el aviv lo ken avi, ki zeh Bechor, sim be'mincha al Rosho, vayimayen aviv. ויאמר ידעתי מני ידעתי גם הוא יהיה לעם וגם הוא יגדל והוא בלעם אחיו הקטון יגדל ממנו זרו יהיה מלוא הגויים. Again, the same exact thing that happened in the very beginning, that he gave one over the other, and over here it's even worse than that, because he gives again to the younger brother more than the older brother, and this was one of the mistakes, as the Mefarshim explained over there in the beginning of Parashat Vayeshev, that the brothers would not have so much problem with Yosef if he would be the older brother. So therefore, maybe he deserves to get more than the others, as he's a Bechor. But he was a young child. And since he was a young child, why is he getting so much from the father? And now it repeats again with the same exact story. We need to understand, how is it possible that he got the same, he's doing the same thing as the problem that started in the beginning of the whole story in Parashat Vayeshev? Chazal actually asked the question somewhere else. Chazal asked this very question when Yosef gives to Binyamin Chamesh Chalifot Semalot. He gives him 5 garments more than the other brothers. The other brothers get 1 and he gets 4 more than the others. Says the Gemara in Megillat et Zayin Amud Bet, Efshar davar shenitztaer bo oto tzadik, ikashel bo? Efshar davar shenitztaer bo? This very thing that Yosef was mitztaer bo, he had that very problem, Yosef, and he was, the whole story happened because he got more than the other brothers. So therefore, Efshar davar shenitztaer bo, now oto tzadik ikashel bo, now again, this tzadik, Yosef, would do the same problem over again, and he gives more to Binyamin, more than the other brothers, that would cause them to be jealous. How is that possible? Chazal answered this question. You would think the answer over here would be something that would completely explain his behavior. So Chazal says, Amar Rami Bar Yefet Remez Ramazlo. What's Remez Ramazlo? He wanted to tell him that Atid, it's going to be that in the future, he's going to have a child that's going to come out with 5 different garments. And who is that? That is Mordechai. That's what he comes to tell him. He comes to tell him this Chamesh Smalot that he comes to tell him. Him is in order to tell him Shatid ben latzet mimeno sheetze milifnei ha-melech v'chamisha levushei malchut, and this is Mordechai that it says over there yetze milifnei ha-melech belevush malchut, and it says over there the 5 different garments that he had Mordechai with that. He's showing him that he's going to have such a child. But this doesn't answer the question. Still, the other brothers should be very jealous. He's getting over here more than the other brothers. And how is it possible that this very thing, davar shenitztaer bo, oto tzadik yikashel bo, how is it possible? How does it answer the fact that he gives him a hint that right now we should feel all okay with that, that he's giving one brother 5 garments and the other brother is getting only one? Ha-chamesh chalifot smalot. That's also a question that we need to understand. One more thing that we can find over here in the parasha, and that is the way the brachot are given. The brachot are given in the end of the parasha to each and every of the brothers of the Shvatim. And if I would be Yaakov, and I would see that the story of going down to Mitzrayim happened because Chazal tell us, Bishvil Mishkal Shnei Slaim, Milat Shenatan Yaakov Yosef, Yoter Mishar Banav, Nitkanu Bo Achav, Nitgalgel Adavar Yatsu Avotenu LeMitzrayim, I would give everybody the same exact beracha. Exactly the same, or at least that it should be on the same weight. Everybody would get the same level beracha. Brachot, and each one gets something totally different. Some even get criticism, not brachot. If you take a look in the beginning, Reuven gets such criticism. Bechori ata reshitoni, atarset vedeos, pachas kamayim al totar, ki alita mishkavei avicha, schilatza yisuli ala. He comes out, as Rashi explains over here, all shakur because of what he heard right now, all the musar that he gets. He comes out over there not too happy. And then the next ones after that is Shimon Velevi. Shimon Velevi also all participating to get some very nice beracha with things that they're going to receive in the future. And also they're getting Rachim, Klechamas, Besodam Al Tavo Nafshi, Arur Apam Ki Az, Evratam Ki Kashata. Shimon Velevi also come out all upset, all feeling that they lost out on getting something positive. And then the next one, Yehuda. Yehuda says, Rashi over here, Lefi shehoch et harishonim bekinturim. The first three brothers got kinturim. They got rebuked. So itchil Yehuda lasog la'achorav. So Yehuda was rethinking the whole thing. Maybe I shouldn't get beracha. Let me go outside in order not to get also rebuked. And Yehuda had what to be rebuked on, and that is the maase of Tamar. Nevertheless, he comes inside, and Yaakov calls him, Karo Yaakov v'divrei ritzui, Yehuda lo ata kmotam, you're not like them, says Rashi, you are going to get a lot of berachot. What is it? Ata yoducha achecha, yadecha be'oref oivecha, yishtachavu lecha bnei imecha, gur aryeh, beautiful things, beautiful things. And then each and every one of the brothers get a totally different thing. If I would be them, if I would be at least Reuven, Shimon, or Levi, I would be extra jealous over here that all the other brothers got so much, and me, not only that I didn't get, but I was rebuked. I got tochecha. I got such a harsh shmuz right now from the father Yaakov, and we want to know how is it possible that again he treats the brothers very differently. Each and every one gets a totally different treatment, where we found that in the whole story of Mitzrayim started, or story of Yosef started, because of the jealousy that Yaakov gave Yosef, ketonet pasim, more than the other brothers, and that caused the whole problem. Yisrael ahav et Yosef mikol banav ki ben zgunim ulo, v'asa lo ketonet pasim, from here, it started rolling to a very, very ugly story of the brothers selling Yosef. They wanted to kill him. The many long years of Yosef in Mitzrayim having to have so much in there that brought the whole Am Israel into Mitzrayim to slavery. And to answer all that, I think that we can learn over here one of the very, very important yesodot of chinuch, as I heard from a good friend, Harav Gil Kwersky, in yeshiva. And I think this is something that each one of us can learn and could practice in order to have better chinuch habanim. And that is what's going on in the beginning of Vayeshev, and the story right now, where he's giving the brothers, one brother more than the other, is a totally different story. And the way things work out over here, they work out also on a very, very different note. When we're in the beginning of Vayeshev, the very beginning of the stories with the brothers, over there, what does the Torah say? That Israel ahav et Yosef mikol banav. He did love his Yosef more than the other brothers. And he made, in order to express the love to him, he gave him ketonet pasim. That the brothers couldn't stand. He gave ketonet pasim to Yosef, and they see also that he loves him more. It wasn't just that he gave him a ketonet pasim. It was an expression of love. That's something that the brothers couldn't tolerate and wouldn't take it. But later on, when we have the stories of giving more to Yosef and giving more to one brother or the other, over there, it comes out to be very different from the giving of the ketonet pasim. And why is that? Because in chinuch, when we give a child more than the other, there could arise a problem in a way that the child would feel that the father or the mother loves them more, loves the brother more than them. They would feel jealous. But that's not when you give one over the other, unless it's an expression of love, which means like this. If, let's say, a brother comes home and he sees that his younger brother got today a new toy. He got a car. So he gets very jealous. Why did my brother get a car? I also want a car. Why didn't I get a car? So the mother could explain to him and say, one minute, they're very different. Your brother, we just took him to the dentist today. So we took him to the store and he picked out this toy car because he had a hard time by the dentist. Okay? So that's not an expression of love of one over the other, because the child understands that when there's a reason to give one over the other, that's not lacking the love that I should be getting. If the father and mother give equal love to each and every child, the brothers don't feel jealous if one gets for a reason something over his brothers. One time the sister comes home and she sees that her sister got a new piece of cloth. She says, where's mine? She says, no, I bought her special. Why did you buy her special? I also want. I'm very jealous. The answer is, no, I bought her. You know what? I took her to, she made a test. I told her if she's going to get a very good mark, she's going to get a nice piece of cloth, a nice dress. And therefore, that's why I got it for her. So the sister would not feel bad in that aspect. She might also want such a dress, but that's not going to cause a problem with the way she feels towards her parents, because she understands that the parents has a reason to do what they're doing. The reason for giving one over the other was either because he went to the dentist or because he got a very nice report card. I could do the same thing. I could also go to the dentist. When I go to the dentist, I'll get that also. It doesn't show that there's a lack over here of equal treatment. Obviously, in such a case, even if the child would want to, the child would also get jealous of his brother. But he doesn't get jealous of the way the father or mother feels towards the child or the brother. Rather, he feels jealous of the toy he got, of the dress she got. And therefore, such a thing doesn't cause a problem. And this is what's going on over here in the parasha. In the beginning, Yaakov, Chazal tell us, makes a mistake by giving the ketonet pasim. Why is that? Because that was an expression of love. And that expression of love with that was asalo ketonet pasim, and the result right away, consequently, that's what happens. They saw that he loved them. He didn't care about the ketonet pasim. Who cares about ketonet pasim? You want a ketonet pasim? Go to the teller and pay him a few dollars and he'll make you ketonet pasim. That's not what they wanted. They saw that with that ketonet pasim, there's much more. It's a love of a father more than he loves them. That they didn't have a problem with the ketonet pasim. But now, when we come to the stories of Parashat Vayechi, each and everything over here is explained in details in order to know that it's not an expression of love more than others. We treat everybody the same way. Sometimes we need to give one over the other for different reasons. And therefore, when Yosef gets the Shechem Achad al Achecha more than the other brothers, Rashi explains us that together with that, he was telling him also a message. Why is that? So everybody would understand that there's a reason why he's giving it. It's not as an expression of love more than he would to the other brothers. If he would say, Ve'et Yosef Ahav Yoter Mikol Echav, Ve'therefore Natati That would be a problem. But over here, Rashi says, that's not the case. He loved everybody right now equally. And he showed them love equally. But when it comes to give one over the other, there was a reason for it. Rashi says, V'ani natati lecha lefi shata toreach litasek begvurati. Because you are the one that's going to be dealing with my burial, says Yaakov. So therefore, you get together with that Shechem Achad. You get the city of Shechem more than others. V'gam ani natati lecha nachala shetikaver ba. Rashi says the second thing. Also, you get a nachala. You get a place of burial in Shechem. Just like the Pasuk says in Yeshua, V'tatzmot Yosef Israel Mitzrayim kavru b'shechem. So therefore, since over here, there's a reason to give it, that's not a problem at all, altogether. And this is how also it happens when he leaves, that when he puts the hands, one on Ephraim and the other one on Menashe. And Yosef was asking, why do you do that? So he told him, Yadati ibn Yadati, I know that he's the Bechor, I know that Menashe should get more, but you need to know that there's a reason why I'm doing that. It's not just I love one over the other. Gamui elam vegamui igdal, shatid gidon latzed mimeno, shakadosh baruch hu oseh nes al yado. You're right. It's also going to be something important in the future. Gidon is going to come out of Menashe, but you need to know that out of Ephraim is going to be much more. Ulam achiv hakatan nigdal mimeno, shatid Yehoshua latzet mimeno, shanchil et haaretz velamed Torah liYisrael. And therefore, since Zaroi yem elo agoim, kol haolam itmale betzet shimo veshmo, kshatid chama begidon, kshamid chama begidon veyareach beemek ayalon, since Yehoshua is going to come out of him and everybody is going to hear about Yehoshua, the whole world is going to hear about Yehoshua. So therefore, there's a reason why I'm giving him. When you have a leader like Yeshua coming out of you, you need much more siyata dishmaya, you need much more help, you need much more brachot. So therefore, I'm giving him over here the extra bracha. But the love I'm expressing is the same love. I love Menashe and I love Ephraim the same exact way. I treat them the same exact way. I'm not treating one better than the other, but if sometimes one needs more than the other, sometimes you have a grandfather that starts learning with a child more than the other child. The other child could feel jealous. He comes and tells him, look, he needs the extra help. Or he learns with the grandchild, he doesn't learn with the granddaughter. The granddaughter comes all jealous. He tells her, well, he's learning Gemara. How can I learn with you Gemara? I can't learn with you Gemara. But the grandfather could learn with the granddaughter something else that she could learn. But giving the extra, if it's explained to the children, it's explained, why is that? I'm giving your brother because he needs that, because that reinforcement would take him a long way, and I would give that to you also if you're in the same situation, if you're in the same case. That doesn't cause any jealousy. We found the same thing also when Yosef is addressed by his father Yaakov, and Yaakov tells him, look, I want to explain to you something. I want to be buried in Eretz Israel. And he starts talking in much length. He tells him like this, V'ani bevoim ipadan met alai Rachel. בארץ כנען, בדרך בעוד כברת ארץ, לבוא אפרטה וגברה שם, בדרך אפרט, איבט לחם. He tells him, look, I want you to bury me in Eretz Israel. Yaakov could have just said those words, and Gandhi could buy, that's it. I'm asking you to bury me in Eretz Israel. Zai gesund, I'll see you in the next world, in Olam Haba. But Yaakov over here goes in length and length and length. First he starts off with asking him so much, וקרבו בני ישראל למות, וקרא לבנו ליוסף, ואומר לו, אם תתיכן בעיניך, שים נא ידך תחת ערכי, עשית עמדי חסד ואמת, אל נתגברן מצרים. Doesn't end. ושכבתי עם אבותיי, ואומר שבלי, וישבלו. And it doesn't end this whole story. Again and again and again, like a whole page in the Chumash. And then he ends up with a whole story that not needed over here. It's not required. Why does he need to tell him a whole story? V'ani bevoim ipadan met al rachem. We need to know when I came from Padan. Rachel died in Eretz Canaan. But there, b'od kivrat Eretz, it was a very short road in order to come to Efrat. V'ekber Hashem, b'der Efrat ibet lachem. And I buried her in Bet Lachem. Why does he need all this length over here to explain? So Rashi even says that not only that this lengthy pasuk he was saying, but he was saying to him much, much more. What was he saying? V'ani bevoi adam, says Rashi, v'af al pishani matriach alecha lo licheni lekaver be'etz Kenan, although I'm asking you to take me all the way to Eretz Kenan, that's such a tircha, such a hard mission that I'm asking you. I didn't do that to your mother. I since I buried her, she died by Beit Lachem, close to Beit Lachem, and that wasn't too far to Beit Lachem, so therefore to the right, to take her to be buried in the right place. Velotomar, so why did I bury her there on the road? Velotomar shikvu alay gshamim milo licha ulekova bechevron. Don't say that maybe there was rain, so therefore I couldn't take her to Chevron to be buried. Et agarida, yeah, it wasn't raining then. Haaretz mechalulam, kevet kekvaran, no problem, I could have taken her there. Velo lichtia afilu lebet lechem lachnisa laivini, I even didn't take her into Beit Lechem. I buried her on the road. Ve'adati shev shebelibcha, I know that you must have in your heart, I know that you have in your heart against me. I know you feel about me a bad feeling that I didn't bury her in the right place, like dumping somebody on the road like this. Aval da'alif shelecha she'alpi ha'dibur kvar tiyash, we should know that I did it because I got so alpi ha'dibur. Hashem spoke to me and he told me to do that. Why is that? She'teheh le'ezra le'banei kshe'igale otam nevuchat netzer ve'uvrim derech sham, because eventually the golim would go through there and Rachel would be crying, kol barama nishma, and Hashem would answer her, v'shavu gvanim. Why does he need all schmooze and go in length, and I didn't do this and I could have done this, and it wasn't, don't say it wasn't raining, and I know you have in your heart, like, why does he need all this? And this is again to explain that when you do something as a parent, we think that many people think that as a parent you could just say to the child, do this, do that, and the child says, why? Because I said so. What do you mean, why? I said so. A said so doesn't work. A child needs to understand why. And this is where Yaakov is understanding over here, that you can't just tell yourself, look, I buried your mother Rachel, I'm asking you to bury me in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Don't ask questions on me. I'm the father. Goodbye. I'm the father. Doesn't work like that. I'm the father. Doesn't work like that. You need to explain. Part of chinuch, and one of the main things in chinuch, is talking to the child, explaining to the child, look, this is what I was doing. There was a reason what I was doing. Let me explain this to you. And you speak in length. And everything needs today, especially today, even back then, you see, but especially today, a child doesn't take just, I said so, do it, goodbye. A child needs to be explained. He needs to constantly be told, why is the reason I'm doing one thing over the other? So we spoke about the din of the inyan of not being jealous. When a father or mother explain and expresses why one got over the other, they can't just say, you know, I gave it to him. Don't ask questions. That's it. I decided to give it to him. Some parents do that. Doing that causes jealousy because the child feels that the other brother is loved more than him. It's not about the extra toy. It's about the feeling of love that he feels when he sees that one gets more than the other. Also, you have such a thing that when you talk to the child, you have to constantly, these are some tips that we need to understand, that besides talking to him and overly talking to him, which is a positive thing, that spending the time and talking to a child and not just ignoring him, there's a story that they say about a child that came to his father and he wanted to talk to him, and the father never has time. He comes to him and he tries to talk to him. He sees him on the phone. He tries to talk to him. He sees him dealing in on the computer with some kind of business deal. He wants to talk to him in the evening. In the morning, he's always busy. The father is always busy. So the child comes and asks him, what are you so busy all the time? So he tells him, what do you mean? I have to make money. I'm working. I make money. This is what I do. So the child asks him, well, Tati, how much do you make? So the father tells him, look, I make normally $50 an hour. That's what I make, on average, $50 an hour. So the child comes the next day and he brings up his piggy bank and he takes out all the money that he saved over there, and he comes to the father and he takes out an amount of about $25, and he tells his father, look, I have over here $25. Can I buy half an hour from your time? This comes to tell us how much a child needs this time of attention from his father, his mother. Actually, by the mother, Chazal tell us that the mother is being respected more than the father. Why is that? Chazal say, because the mother is always constantly meratzah et banea. How's the lashon of Chazal is in Kiddushin Lamed Aleph, galui ve'adua lifnei misha amar ve'aya olam, sheben mechabed et imo yoter me'aviv. A child respects his mother more than his father. Why? Mipnei she'meshedalto bedvarim. Lefichach ikdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibud av lekibud em. She's mesha She constantly talks to him. Talk to him. The child doesn't do something so right. The father comes into the room. He screams at him one time and everything goes into order. But the mother doesn't do that. She comes, she talks, she explains, she this. The child keeps on nagging, keeps on doing. He doesn't solve the problem. And again, and again, and again. You need to know that this aspect of chinuch is very, very important. I'm not saying that the father role, that he screams sometimes, is not needed. It's also needed sometimes. But this constant meshadalto bedvarim is also very, very important for the child. And this is what we're trying to explain. The father should also do such a thing of meshadalto bedvarim, should talk and talk and talk. And that is something that a child would need very much. The extra talking, extra explaining, as we see in our parasha, and not to scream at a child. When you scream at a child, although you get immediate results, but when you get immediate results, that result don't last. It doesn't last, and therefore, it doesn't get any actual You don't get anything out of that. It doesn't last. And therefore, also, one needs to do that together. When a parent speaks to his child, he needs to make sure that whatever he wants from the child, whatever he asks from the child, he should ask it with love and with warmth and with nice language that the child would learn from that and would want to do that and receive what he was told. Those things that we're saying right now, we can see over here in our parasha, the way Yaakov is talking to Yosef, the way Yaakov is talking to Ephraim and Menashe, the way Yaakov is talking to the other brothers. He's over here wrapping everything with a lot of talking and explaining, because now it's already fixing the problem of the beginning of Parashat Vayeshev, that over there he loved more Yosef and therefore he expressed that by giving him Keton and Pasim. Over here he doesn't do that. Over here, and whenever he has to give one over the other, it's given with a lot of explanation, and given also this explanation, you can see when he's talking and talking, like for instance in the case of Yosef, you can see how much love he puts into it, how much warmth, how much respect. Yosef, he tells him, Yadati shesh belibcha alai. Who talks like this? Not a loving father. When you come to somebody who's just a ruler, he just wants to things done the way he wants, he says, do it, goodbye. What's the difference? Yes, no, I said so, you have to do what I say. The father doesn't talk like that. The mother doesn't talk like that. Yosef is not talked like that by Yaakov. Therefore, we should learn from that also. And Be'ezrat Hashem, get a better Chinuch HaBanim than we are already having right now. Thank you for listening for Divrei Torah. After the following song, we'll take your calls. You can call us. You can text us over here to the studio. Don't be afraid to call. You don't need Dafka to express, to text us. Anybody's welcome to call with questions in Halacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.